Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1765. Eat More Sandwiches, the muscle-building guide for skinny guys. The first half of part one by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Saturday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, that's when I answer your questions. Remember, you can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, look, I know the title of this post talks about muscle building for skinny guys, but I promise, anyone can relate to this post. So, even if you don't identify yourself as someone who needs to build muscle or someone who needs to put on any kind of weight, I promise you'll still learn something from this. And it's a little longer than normal, so I'll read the first half today and then finish up the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's hear part one and start optimizing your life. Eat More Sandwiches, the muscle-building guide for skinny guys, the first half of part one, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. All right, I did some searching online, trying to find a really good guide for the skinny guys interested in building muscle. Well, I found some decent stuff. Most of it was pseudo-intellectual BS, making things more complicated than they needed to be. I even found a few articles on getting abs for a skinny guy. Since when has a skinny dude ever had trouble getting abs? They sport a six-pack all the time, hence the adjective skinny. Throughout the next week or so, I want to leave all of you skinny guys with no questions whatsoever when it comes to building a sizable frame, gaining strength, and adding some quality weight to that skeleton of yours. Forget about everything you've read and heard. First of all, I want you to forget everything you have ever heard about what it takes to go from skinny to buff. The reason I say this is because the chances are highly likely you've had your face buried in a piece of magazine, some silly forums, or you've been listening to the bros at the gym. Now, there's nothing wrong with a little comical reading or listening to others' opinions, but take it all with a grain of salt. Chances are the folks in the magazines are very advanced, unless they have a newbie magazine I'm unaware of, or they're on drugs, or both. Chances are the bros at the gym are somewhat further along and forgot what it was like to be a newbie, or they are skinny as well and have just been reading a lot of bodybuilding magazines. In theory, what they say works, just not for them. Yeah, right. I just glossed over an article that states, after eating breakfast, you ought to be eating every 2 to 3 hours. Please forget about regimented meal frequency, as obsessing over it will not serve you. The only real way that eating more than 3 to 4 meals per day will be beneficial is if you have to eat an insane amount of calories daily or because you cannot stomach such large meals. The same article said to live your life around food. Are you serious? That's the craziest thing I have ever heard. There is no reason to plan your life around your eating schedule unless you like to eat alone, have no friends, and be a boring Benjamin. If that's your thing, then get right to it. Otherwise, I suggest scrapping any ideas about structured meal frequency. Eat a pre-workout meal with a decent amount of protein and the same amount or more of carbohydrates and some fat for taste. Then once you are done, be sure to eat a hefty meal afterward. Now that I have ragged on some of the silly information out on the interwebs, let's look at some better ideas for the transformation you are striving for. Scrap the BS supplements. If you have been around bodybuilding training for any amount of time, you likely know all about the latest and greatest supplements. After all, you've probably seen all the pros touting their nitric oxide tubs while flexing for the camera. Sorry to burst your bubble, but the nitric oxide did not make them into a grotesque mass monster, I promise. The only supplements you need in your arsenal are fish oil, maybe protein powder, and a multivitamin if your diet is lacking in fresh fruit and veggies. Creatine is a great supplement to take as well, but don't go for the hyped up, overpriced stuff. Stick to the plain creatine monohydrate powder you find for $10 to $15 on the shelf behind the expensive stuff. Another gem to remember, there is no pill sold over the counter that will make significant changes to your physique. The only place you will notice the difference is your pocketbook, because it will be significantly lighter after shelling out your weekly allowance. There is no magical weight gaining supplement that cannot be replaced by food. There is no substitution for hard work at the dinner table. So on that note, eat up. Eat more sandwiches, the most important rule. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Eat More Sandwiches, the Muscle Building Guide for Skinny Guys by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I agree with JC when he says let's not obsess over our meal frequencies. But notice, he didn't say we should stop planning our meals altogether. Planning our meals is important. When we plan our meals, we can hopefully make them more balanced and well-portioned. We won't be as likely to get some fast food instead, and therefore we can hopefully remain on track for the most part. But what he's saying is don't feel like you have to set an alarm and make sure that you eat every 2 to 3 hours because you think it's going to help you build muscle. You know what helps build muscle? Creating a demand for building muscle. Do you know how to create demand for building muscle? Lift. You can eat all you want, but if there's no demand for those muscles to repair themselves, then what you're essentially doing is eating all that food and maybe turning it into fat instead of helping support muscle growth. So in order for you to build muscle, you have to lift to create the demand for your muscles to want more fuel. And if you want big muscles, yeah, you've got to lift heavy. But of course, when I say lift heavy, I mean do that safely. And if you're just starting out, please don't lift heavy. Lifting heavy is really for more experienced folks. Definitely hire someone to help you out, a certified trainer who knows what they're doing to help you with it. Because when you lift heavy, you're going to want someone like a spotter who can catch you, especially if your form is wrong or if you're going to drop the weight on yourself. And a quick note about creatine. Creatine has been widely studied and is considered safe for most people. There are some caveats to that, so folks with underlying conditions would want to check with their doctors first, especially those with a family history or a personal history of kidney disease, for example. But another thing to remember is when you go off of creatine, let's say you stop taking it altogether, your body, your physique will likely change. You may notice you don't look as big or as cut. So creatine can help with some muscle gains, especially in the beginning, and you'll also look like you have bigger muscles because of the water that gets pulled into the muscles. But once you're off it, that water is going to get released and you're going to excrete it, and so you may not look the same. So keep that in mind. And as always, definitely check for quality and purity before you take any supplement. All right, that's enough out of me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Saturday. I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.